As we gather here today, the day after Lobster Fest, the question that is posed for us in our gospel reading has to do with life after death. What will happen after we die? And for those of us gathered here today, the answer seems to be that we will go to church. Lobster Fest is a huge production. It takes an unbelievable amount of time and commitment and does a great service for this community. Most obviously for Habitat for Humanity, but also for the community at large. We do well with Lobster Fest. And we have every right to rest on our laurels for a minute or two after having given so much. Yet here we are, tired, and probably some of us still smelling of lobster, and we need a word to encourage and prod us on. And what we're faced with is yet another challenge to Jesus. It would have been nice to have a reading that we could ease into, something like, "Well done, good and faithful servant," or, "As you have done for the least of these, you have done for me." But that's not what we have today. What we have today is the Sadducees asking a pointed question about the afterlife. And that's odd in itself because the Sadducees didn't even believe in an afterlife. Why would they ask a pointed question when they didn't believe in a resurrection to start with? Who knows? But they did. The Sadducees questioned Jesus about commonly held practice, the Levirate marriage, which is based on the understanding that if a man dies and leaves no children, his brother is obligated to marry his widow and produce children, which will then be known as the children of the deceased brother. It's all about the continuing the memory of the deceased. To us, that might seem like an entirely foreign concept. But to the folks in Jesus' day, it was the standard operating procedure. The question posed to Jesus, though, tends to hyperbole. What if there were seven brothers who each died and left the woman childless, and finally she died? Whose wife would she be in the afterlife? Jesus, being Jesus and not one of us, didn't respond with, "Seriously, are you kidding? This is obviously a ridiculous question." He instead put the question into perspective. Things earthly are earthly, and things in the afterlife are different. The question that the Sadducees posed would be no different than if we asked, "Will there be a lobster fest in the afterlife?" Depending on your experience of lobster fest or your experience in marriage, that question might be phrased in a different tone. One wanting the answer to be, "Oh yes, definitely." And the other being, "No, you will be freed." The overarching answer is, once again, you're focusing on the wrong thing. Life after death will be different, and we are not told exactly how. The assumption is generally that it will be better. Sometimes it might be dramatically worse if we believe that we're not worthy to be returned to God. Many years ago, I was in a Bible study group with a bunch of young mothers, which tells you it was many years ago. The group was led by an older woman who was in many ways very, very wise. On one occasion, the scripture for the day led us into a discussion of the afterlife, and Patricia, the group leader, began to talk about all the places she wanted to visit in her next life. I was perplexed by her thinking. Her imagining of the afterlife was something akin to a life extension, one that when one would do things that she had not done in the life she lived now. I don't think so. We have a life to live right now. And what goes beyond that, we cannot and will not know. The way we live our lives today is what matters. The way we live together, the way we treat those who come into our lives is what is important. Today is what we have. And yesterday was a wonderful example of living the life we're called to live as faithful servants of the gospel, living in community and sharing the gifts that we have been given. Keep up the good work. Continue to follow the call of the gospel. Give of yourselves and bring others into the kingdom. Amen.